All right, everybody. Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Life from the Lair.
And today we're covering, or I'm covering, a very important subject.
You just had to have that office job now, didn't you? Couldn't turn down the butt blubber and bear claws, could you? Excuse me, but I'll be over there watching you get fatter.
Now, if you've been following the show and the channel for a while, we put out a webinar last year called Administrative Violence, the Divorce Edition. That course walks you through the process of how to use the very bureaucracy that has its foot on your neck against the individuals who are doing it to you.
As you can see, I'm already dressed for the occasion. That's all you're getting out of me.
Got a lot of good reviews. Now, for those of you that don't know, I did 33 years in the military. And my last 12 years, I worked in civil affairs and in the intel community. I can't complain about it. The Army took care of me because, see, I got wounded in Iraq pretty badly, and they basically parked me behind a desk. Well, you know, working behind a desk, before you know it, you're working around a bunch of women who are working behind desks as well. And on one particular day, I had a run-in with a first lieutenant female in regards to a drawing of a penis on a calendar in her office.
Oh, and look what's right there, the penis calendar.
Technically, it was my office at the time. One of my soldiers did it as a joke. I didn't see it because, you know, they did it like 6 weeks in advance or something. She comes into work. She rips off the day prior date on the calendar and sees the penis drawn thing. So she comes storming into my office.
This is what entitled women do in the workplace.
Making, you know, a bunch of waves and how, you know, she felt all kinds of butthurt and upset. You know, and I'm an old grunt. This stuff is like, it's nothing to me. It's absolute bullshit. And she just keeps going on and on and on. And I'm like, ma'am, I have a feeling I know who did it, but I'm not naming anybody. Because, number one, I don't do witch hunts. Number two, this doesn't have to get blown out of proportion. And number three, I will handle it.
Rongo bongo, baby. And I'm going to tell you why.
And then, she said something else to the point of, are you going to go there with me? And I'm like, ma'am, one, I don't work for you. Two, this is ridiculous. So she storms out. Now, unbeknownst to her, I kept a nanny cam in my office. And it just so happens I caught the entire tirade of hers and what I said on the video. And on the wall behind her was the calendar that annotated the date. You know, I saved it on my personal laptop. Now, I had a standing policy that women don't come into my office, and they certainly don't come in and shut the door. Because they shut that door, they can say whatever they want, and you're done.
If you can avoid all of those female-dominated industries, that's like bringing a gas mask to clean the septic tank. Sure, you're still surrounded by shit, but at least it doesn't stink as bad.
About a week and a half later, I get called into the battalion commander's office. I walk in there. There's the command sergeant major, the first sergeant, my company commander, and the battalion commander. And they start reading me the riot act about, you know, all kinds of shit I said and did to this female lieutenant that never transpired. And literally, they were going to try to throw me out of the military, and basically I'd be living on the street over nothing. So, I look at all the counselings. I say, okay, I would like a copy of these. I sign them, non-concur. And then I'm like, I'm going to be right back. I go to my office. I burn onto a CD the entire conversation that this whole ambush meeting is about, bring it into the battalion commander's office, put it in the computer. Everyone sees and hears exactly what was said.
Without any of those precautions put in place, you are taking your chances.
Now, because I had the evidence, they were literally tap dancing and soft shoeing, trying to get out from underneath it. Like, oh, yeah, well, yeah. I wasn't having any of it because I was counseled in writing from an officer who lied about me directly up the chain of command. And I filled out a DA 1559 IG complaint and sent it to the DOD. And I sent additional copies to my senator at the time, so they got involved as well. I did not let it rest. That first lieutenant got transferred somewhere else. I have no idea what happened to her. I don't care. I literally gave two shits. What I'm trying to tell you guys is this. We have a new webinar coming out. It'll be on sale for a month for $100. Now, if you're a supporter, you get $20 off. But the main reason I'm doing this is we live in such an insidious world that you're going to have to take such steps to protect yourself, because all it takes today is one of your woman coworkers to make an accusation, and you're literally up Schitt's Creek.
HR is not your friend. Go ahead, ask me why. It's packed from topless to peach fuzz bottom with women.
Okay, now I know people are like, well, if you're in a right-to-work state, they could fire you for anything. That's wrong. If they fire you based on lies and discriminatory behaviors, they're open to a federal discrimination lawsuit. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm just telling you that this course will arm you with the tools and the information necessary to save your ass. Okay, I mean, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. So hopefully you'll buy the webinar and we can save yet more lives. I'm up to 523 lives saved from suicide. And if I can add more to that, it's all worth it. So anyway, check out the course.
The newest webinar from Redonkulous.com Productions is here.
Hey, how you doing? You like this couch? Well, I don't like this couch.
Introducing the Working Man's Survival Guide in the Woke Era. 97 hilarious minutes of informative employment strategy. Pop will not only show you how to get a job, but how to keep it while avoiding the pitfalls of human resources.
Because they're probably listening to everything you say and recording it. This is a joke.
So grab your brown bag lunch and stay away from that water cooler. Instead, download your copy of the Working Man's Survival Guide right now for the cost of one Benjamin. Franklin, not Shapiro. Supporters on Gibson Bro, Locals, and Subscribestar will save one Jackson. Andrew, not Michael.
So if you don't want to walk around looking like Harry Potter's waxed butthole, there are other options out there.
Available now through August 4th. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and follow the links.
Meat Gazer.
You'll receive your download link at checkout. So if you're using your phone, be sure to copy the link or screen grab the page. Thank you for your support and rigor please.
If you can go horizontal in your office, it's kind of an invitation for women to come in and get horizontal in your office. And that's how you catch a charge, get fired, or get sued into the Stone Age.